Hi guys, I'm Alex. I'm your Chinese spy. So today I'm going to share more stories of Chinese history. In last few videos, I already mentioned the first emperor Huang Di, and after him, there are four emperors. We call that Five Kings Era. The last emperor, his name is Da Yu. At that time, the devastating flood occurred, and Da Yu and his father spent more than 20 years to control the devastating flood. Because of his contribution, he was chosen as the new king in the country. And his son was inherited his crown. His son started a new dynasty we called Xia Dynasty. In Chinese, Xia means summer. So his son also started inheritance system. And Xia Dynasty lasted for near 500 years. Because of the cruel ruling, it was overturned by Shang Dynasty. Shang Dynasty lasted for more than 500 years. And in the history book, all those kings is actually the descendants were of Huang Di. But because of inheritance system, Shang, the last king of Shang, he's also ruled very cruel. And so it was overturned by, replaced by the Chou Dynasty. And this time Chou Dynasty is different. As I mentioned before, King Wen was the founder of Chou Dynasty. Actually, his son, King Wu, overturned the Shang Dynasty. But King Wen is his father, and was a very wise man. He wrote the book, very famous, we called Zhou Yi. I think it's also a very important book of Taoism. King Wen, his uncle was Uncle Wu. He moved to east of China and started a new civilization country called Wu Country. He was supposed to be the king, but he knows Wen will be a good choice for the next king, so he left. Another man I need to introduce is Duke Chou. Duke Chou is brother of King Wu. After King Wu became the first king of Chou Dynasty, he died in 2 years, and his son was very young. So Duke Chou actually became the primary in this country. He set up the manners or rites of Chou Dynasty, and also his theory or philosophy was inherited by Confucian. Confucian said he always dreamed of Duke Chou. So I think he's also the starter of Rujia. We call it Rujia. So in Chou Dynasty, there are a lot of innovations, also the philosophies like Laozi. He was very famous. He was also born in that era time. Chou Dynasty lasted for 800 years, and in the last, it was the Qin Dynasty. Unify the whole country. Okay, see you guys. Bye. Please remember all those famous king or famous philosophers, peoples. Thank you. Bye-bye.